proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible program. We continue looking at the life of Joseph, son of Jacob, identifying those character traits that made him stand out as a man in whom the Spirit of God was. One of these character traits was that Joseph continually glorified God. Back in the 17th century, the Westminster Confession of the Church of England posited a question: what is the chief end of man? That same document provided a response: to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Since only God deserves glory, those who believe on Him should glorify Him. One of Joseph's key traits involved how he continually ascribed glory to God, rather than personally taking credit for doing something. He followed this practice on a number of important occasions, according to the author of Genesis. While Joseph lay in prison, he encountered Pharaoh's butler and baker, as mentioned in an earlier lesson. Both men had troubling dreams, which they asked the young Hebrew to interpret. Joseph replied by asking, quote, "Do not interpretations belong to God?" unquote. In other words, he was giving God the glory for being the one who both sent dreams and interpreted those dreams. Joseph did not seek to exalt himself to be a uniquely gifted prognosticator of dreams, nor did he look for any personal benefit when complying with these men's requests. Rather, Joseph saw himself as a mere instrument in God's hands. It would be God who would minister through him. Therefore, God deserved the glory for performing that work. According to Genesis chapter 41, a similar event transpired a couple of years later. The Pharaoh of Egypt had dreams which he could not interpret. He called upon his magicians and his wise men to help him discern the meaning of those nocturnal visions. They were unable to do so. At that juncture, Pharaoh's butler remembered what Joseph had done for him in prison. He informed the king that, quote, "There was with us a young man, an Hebrew, servant to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret, and it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was." Unquote. Pharaoh hastily summoned Joseph from prison. He told the young Hebrew that, quote, "I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand the dream to interpret it." Unquote. Joseph replied, quote, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Unquote. Note that Joseph refused to take any personal credit in interpreting Pharaoh's dreams. Note also that Joseph refused to set any preconditions for his services, whether it be release from confinement, money, some sort of exaltation, rank, position, what have you. Joseph gave all glory to God because Joseph knew that all glory belonged to God. After Joseph related the man Pharaoh's dreams and told Pharaoh to appoint someone to oversee the gathering and dispersing of grain, Pharaoh adopted Joseph's suggestion. Furthermore, he named Joseph as his second in command over the land of Egypt, something that Joseph did not suggest. Yet God was working behind the scenes. God was working not only to deliver Joseph and to reward Joseph for remaining faithful. God was working to preserve the lives of Jacob and Joseph's older brothers, and to preserve the lives of the Egyptians during the days of famine. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.